Tremont, obviously, it's been a tough week with the injuries and that. You know, Dara's going to have to step in. Joe's up in the air. Just talk about the challenges going into this game. Not really sure if you're going to have all your pieces available to you.
It's always, you know, a part of the season, always the ups and downs of a season. You have to deal with these things. And like you said, we don't know the status of those guys, but as a player who's been in the league for a while, I know that you always have to prepare like you're going to play. You have to always prepare like you're going to play. And if the guys are doing that, then we'll be just fine.
Yeah, I know you guys are always preaching X man up and everything. You've been around, you know, and seen a lot of things in the league. So maybe you're not surprised or caught off guard, but, I mean, to the extent that these injuries have occurred, has it at all fazed you or been a blip on your radar at all?
Not really, man. You know, like I said, this game, guys are going to get injured all the time. You know, I've been on teams to where 15, 16, 17 guys get put on IR in a year, and, you know, you're just playing right with guys off the street. You know, it's not even guys off a practice squad you can pull. So you're just getting guys off the street, and guys got to come in and get the job done. And we expect nothing different here, really. You know, obviously we're trying to change culture around here. So, I mean, we ain't looking for no excuses nowhere. You know, we're just looking to try to come in, get our job done, and whoever we have to count on for that day, just hopefully they get their job done and they know what they're doing out there.
So many young guys on this roster. What kind of a steadying force is Hugh Jackson? Is he, I mean, in front of us, I mean, he looks unflappable. You know, we don't really get to see behind the scenes when he's talking to you guys.
He was just kind of try to stress the importance of everybody on the team. You know, the where it comes into play is you made this team, eventually you're going to play. You know, so, and I learned that my first NFL game. You know, I was probably the last DB to make the roster. And I got in my first game and didn't think I was going to play, and guys start to go down. Two of our top DBs went down, so I was shoved right in there. And I didn't expect it at all. But I had to perform. But I would say that I wasn't prepared as I should have been, you know, at that point in time. So I always stress to guys, too, when that opportunity come around, to be ready for it. And, you know, hopefully those guys listen. Yeah.
How disappointing would it be if Joe can't play, especially coming off the game he had against Baltimore?
I know it'll be tough for him. But at the same time, I know that, you know, he'll do everything possible to be out there with us. Because at the end of the day, his health is number one. So hopefully he can be out there with us. But other than that, you know, I know that he'll try to do everything he can to be out there.
Is it I mean, he wasn't on the injury report until today. So is it a surprise, like, when you show up today that all of a sudden during walkthrough you're out there as with the starters?
I mean, it's not surprising because, you know, you always have to have other guys prepared to go. So other guys do get those reps and doing walkthrough and things like that. So it may go unnoticed. You know, it may go unnoticed to circumstance, but it's kind of surprising at the same time. But like I said, I've been around this game for a while now, so nothing really wavers me too much to see around here.
You had to go from playing on the outside and then slide into the slot in the same game. How challenging is that double duty, playing outside and then playing nickel, and or playing in the slot and nickel?
I think the coaches see it a lot more challenging than the player do. I mean, that's the reality of it. You know, coaches don't like it to happen too often, but I've done it, and I try not to make it a difference. You know, in my head is that I've studied the film. I know what these guys are going to do. So I'm kind of prepared for everything. So I feel that I can play it inside and outside. And I've done it in games and done well at it. So, I mean, mentally, I'm good with it. Yeah.
Now, I remember coaches saying they don't, you know, I remember Pettine saying he didn't want to ever want to put a guy in that spot. Yeah, why do you think coaches are think it's more challenging than players do?
Because, I mean, you want to know everything you're doing, and when it gets to a certain point in the game, you don't want guys to get confused. So the main thing is always assignment and alignment. Sometimes different packages, he may call nickel package, dime package, whatever it is, and if I've been playing outside the whole game and now I'm the nickel now and I may get confused that I'm still outside, and, you know, guys mess up things like that, and I think that's where coaches get more scared at, that guys may have a little bit too much on their plate.
What stands out when you look at the Miami passing?
First of all, I think they got three really good receivers over there. Three really good receivers and a good tight end who I'm pretty sure you guys are familiar with. But those guys are doing, obviously they have first-year coach and Adam Gase, who's been proven. When he was in with Chicago with Jay Cutler last year. So I think, you know, it's going to be a lot of people watching what those guys do. They're 0-2 just like us, but a lot of ability over there. So like I always say each and every week, that's the team that we have to prepare for. We have to prepare for the team that we can potentially get, not the team who record is 0-2.
I don't know if this goes back a year, so I don't know if you remember, but after the Jets opener last year when you guys lost, one of your themes was it can't get any worse. We can only go uphill from here.
Right.
Does it still feel that way?
I think we're going in the right direction. When I made that statement last year, it was more what I saw from that loss. You know, when we got down in that game, we were already defeated in that game. You know, we've lost our first two games this year, but guys never was defeated. Like last game, I never felt that we was going to lose that game, even when I knew they was going to make a run. That's just part of the NFL. You know, the other team is going to make a run, but at the same time, you never waver under that pressure. You know, when you expect to win, and I expected that we was going to win that game the whole time. And I felt that the guys on the sideline did. So, two totally different feels from last year to this year.
What enables Landry to catch as many balls as he does? I think he led the league last year, and he's number one again this year.
Oh, he's just a good football player, man. That's, every time someone asks me about him, that's all I say. He's just a good football player. Good, tough guy. If I have to say somebody who reminds me of, is like a smaller Anquan Boldin. Like, for his size, he's tough. You know, he's good with the ball in his hands. He can do everything. And that's why he gets so many touches, because he can play all over the field. You know, you can do whatever with him, and he's going to get his touches, and he gets yards. So he's just a good football player.
Does he line up inside and out?
He line up everywhere, yeah.
You know, you mentioned that injuries are part of this game. Is it a little more frustrating, like, in this week, with stuff that's happening in practice? You know, you're losing guys during the week as opposed to any game.
It's always frustrating when somebody get hurt who you go through the week of practice with, and then all of a sudden, you know, right before the game. And it's tough on everybody. You know, it's tough on the coaching staff because they have to find adjustments to make. And it's always tough, but at the same time, the guys prepare for those type of things. You know, it's not like it's something that they just made up yesterday. This stuff happens all the time. So the coaches are prepared for things like this. Do they want their guy out there, starting guys out there who got hurt? Yes, they do. But it's tough getting ready for when one of your guys go down like that.
What do you like about Derek Kindred so far? And what do you think?
He just want to play football. He's just a good football player, just like I just told him. Every time he get on the field, man, he makes eye-popping plays, eye-popping hits, whatever it is. He's in the position that he's supposed to be in. Plays with a lot of passion. I think that's what stands out about him. He just plays with a lot of passion. He wants to be great. He asks the questions that he needs to ask. And when he's put in the game, he's in the position he needs to be in.